This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. What a quick night, right? Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, but you can pick up the prior shows or anything along those lines. You can also give me your email address. You know, I send out one email a week, so I don't inundate you with this stuff. Okay? I mean, really simple. And, you know, at least you can decide when you see it, whether you want to listen to the show or not, watch the show. There are ways to watch the show as well, which I don't get. I don't know why you people want to watch the show. Kind of boring to me. I mean, I listen to radio. I don't watch radio. So, we've had a couple of wins here in California, which it's an act of God with some of this stuff. Has to be. But we actually took a seat in California, congressional seat. First time the GOP in 20 years has turned a seat from Democrat to Republican. It was a seat that we helped vacate here on this show with ex-Representative Katie Hill. And, you know, it was funny because we got tagged with putting out the nasty pictures of her, and it wasn't us who did it. It was just a way for them to try to take us down and make us look bad, one of the two, I don't know. And this is what Rick was talking about the last hour. You know, you got to do the right thing, no matter how much it might hurt. If you're in this business, if you're a commentator, and you're in this business strictly because you want recognition, get out. You're not doing us any favors. You're not doing anybody any favors. And, you know, I've been at this for, I don't know, 11 years now, coming up on 12 years. And when you talk about, I mean, God, 12 years, my God. But when you talk about what's going on, a perfect example is Katie Hill. Everybody was, at first, they were afraid to go after her. She's a woman. Oh, and she's a lesbian woman. Now you really can't go. The only thing she was missing was being black. If she was a black lesbian woman, she would be untouchable. I know some of you are cringing, but it's a true statement. Because the only reason we didn't like Obama, the only reason I didn't like Obama and others didn't like Obama, is because we're white and he's black. Don't you know that? Ask them, they'll tell you. Well, it's the same thing here. But in reality, I went after her not because of her sexual orientation or even her sexual escapades. I didn't care about any of that stuff. Well, not that I didn't care about it, but I knew that the most of the populace wouldn't care about it. I cared about her hypocrisy, and it follows her party at that level around all over the place. You see it now with Joe Biden. Big time. The woman that accuses him of sexually assaulting her is not worthy to be heard. Where are the Me Too Democrats? You know where they are? They're where they've always been. They never existed. They don't want to help her. They're not interested. We have text messages from Katie Hill, from her, I don't know, her trouble wife or girlfriend or whatever, the female she was in a relationship with, who was afraid of her. On several occasions in the text messages, she says, I'm afraid, I don't want you to treat me like you treat your husband. I'm afraid of you. How does that fit in that whole Me Too thing? And what was the final straw for me is when she started calling out President Trump and the male Congress people, saying, you know, you don't know what it's like. The misogyny runs deep. You know how hard it is to be a woman here. And yet she was doing the same thing to the people around her. The same thing. Not treating them with respect. It's terrible. It's wrong and it's terrible. And then she lied to Pelosi. She lied to the people around her, to the relationships. She later admitted after she lied that she was having a relationship with a staff member. We've come to find out later she's had relationships with several staff members. And on top of that, we've learned the Playboy, I'm not giving you his name, I refuse. The Playboy reporter who tried to hang me was sleeping with her. She says, and he says in an interview, that she was reading an article and looked at him, rolled over and looked at him, basically, and said, you know, it's over. Because we knew. We had the information. Her lies weren't working anymore. And she was being sold for the next generation of women. Isn't that wonderful? That would have been a great role model for your young daughter. And now she's got a pack where she's teaching young women how to step up and be leaders. God forbid. Not her kind of leadership. And then Christy Smith, who's running for this congressional office, she was speaking all kinds of accolades. So apparently that kind of behavior is behavior they condone, they believe in, they like. Right? Well, there was a beating last night. And the beating was in Mike Garcia, the Republican, took that seat back from the Democrats. And we'll take that seat back. It was a special election to fill the seat because Hill had to resign in disgrace for lying. Look, if you don't think that Nancy Pelosi would have threw everything she could at this to keep Hill in that seat, if she thought that Hill was telling the truth, then you're out of your mind if you don't believe that. So Pelosi knew she was lying. Pelosi found out that she wasn't telling the truth. All right? 12 points. Some of you who follow politics know that is a big number. Mike Garcia, who should be with us after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would have just hand Steve would have had to
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Broadcasting live from the Soviet Socialist Union of California. Always a pleasure to be here down in the underground. I mean, seriously, guys, we've got Gavin Newsom talking about martial law if the churches open up on May 30th. Seriously. You know what I'm saying here? Now, I got to tell you something. This is something to me. There's a lot of you that write me emails, a lot of you that call into the show, and you write me emails, and you talk about, you know, how do we fight, what do we do, and I'm always telling you that the only way to win, you can't be broad brush with it. You grab a candidate, I don't care if it's school board, water board, city council, state assembly, state, whatever the seat is, find yourself a candidate that you believe lines up with your principles, lines up with your truths, and you work for that candidate. Many of you say, I don't have any money, I don't have this. No, but you have an email list, okay? You have, I hope you have friends, you have friends, you have an email list. Don't beat your brains out on Facebook. But there are ways to help your candidate get elected. And that's the only way you're going to take this back. Don't worry about the broad brush. Oh, my God, we're not going to get caught. Worry about your own little area, your state assembly person, your state congressional candidate, that kind of thing. Do not give up. That's the big deal. Don't ever give up. You know, I'm going to have fun with this guy in a minute, but many of you know I'm a helicopter pilot, and the joke was always, if you lose the rotor blades, fly it into the ground. Never stop flying it. Well, let me tell you what happened here. For the first time in 20 years in California, a seat held by a Democrat or a seat that should have been retaken by a Democrat was not. The 25th congressional race, I talked about it in the first segment, that Katie Hill had to disgracefully give up, was won. It was won in a special election by Republican Mike Garcia, who I can tell you from personal knowledge, not only is a great guy, but he worked. He didn't take it for granted. He didn't just figure they were irritated and mad and they would vote for him anyway. He worked for this seat. Mike, or should I say Congressman Garcia, great to have you on with me tonight. I appreciate your time, man.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure and honor. Thanks again.
You know, and I mean that sincerely. And I mean, I've got to know you over the last year or so. I haven't known you for a long time, but you worked this. I mean, when you first, and I want to hit on this with people, when you first decided to do this, was it like a, you know, I don't know if I could pull this off. I know I got to do something to make things better. Am I out of my mind? I mean, what went through your head at first?
Yeah, you know, there's always doubt. There's always, you don't want to know the odds necessarily. And to be honest, I'm glad I didn't know that stat that it had been 22 years since a Republican won, because maybe that would have turned me off in and of itself. But, you know, I knew there was something there. I knew that Katie Hill had some serious flaws and weaknesses, and that, you know, I wasn't comfortable doing nothing. And I did a lot of homework. You know, I spent 3 or 4 months looking at the 2018 election results and what both candidates in that election did right and what they did wrong, and, you know, talking to local community leaders. And I knew when we launched in April of last year that we could win it. And it did require hard work. It did require, you know, 7 consecutive miracles in some cases with getting the right folks on the team and getting the right support. But it all came together, and we as a team figured it out. You know, we all just kept our nose to the grindstone and pushed harder every time we hit a challenge. And you know, things worked out, and it was providence to imagine how things would have unfolded a year ago the way they ended up in unfolding leading up to this special election and the COVID-19 and all the dynamics that we saw. Is it would have, you know, completely unpredicted. I wouldn't say I had 100% confidence that we could win, but I knew that it was the right mission, and we did our homework, and I knew going in that we had a great chance.
Yeah, I was teasing Mike before he got on the show, and I just said, look, you know, you fighter pilots, you're so sure of yourself when you go up there. This is a whole different animal. You know, when you're doing this kind of thing,
yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously, you're kind of sure you got it. You know what you need to do, but really, the win doesn't come till the day of the election, till that night. You had a lot of support because you came back to, I think you did, and some people are going to have a hard time with this, but I don't really care. But I think you did what Donald Trump did, which is you said, look, this is the people's race. This needs to be the people's choice. Don't let them shove this thing down your throat. And here's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to go work for you, not for my party. I'm willing to go to work for you. Am I wrong?
Yep. Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and I think that's one of the problems politicians have, is that they forget that there's, in this case, you know, 725,000 people in the district and 425,000 of them vote, you know, and that's who it's about. It's not about the party politics, the allegiances, and I think what people found refreshing is it was someone who was making sacrifices again for his country and willing to quit his job to make it happen, and doing it for the right reasons, you know, not out of party politics, not because of some political agenda, but I enjoyed, and you know, this is, I think, why we were successful. I never turned down engagements, never turned down rallies and meetings, and I just truly enjoyed being, you know, in the small meet and greets with 10 to 20 people, and those are the average Americans in the district, the voters, that when you listen to them, and you pay attention, they're actually giving you the blueprint for winning an election. You just you just have to take that time, make the investment, and listen.
Oh, I'm sure after you won, you had more friends than you knew you had before. I'm just joking. You know what I mean? But no, seriously, in all seriousness, you know, look at the situation we're in now. Look at some of the unconstitutional edicts that are coming down the road. And, you know, people are worried about the direction the country is going in. I know your area, all three of your areas, actually, that you cover, that you're going to be your constituents. And you look at that and you say, these people are hurting, and they're hurting big time. And now they're stuck here in California. You're still in the minority once you get there to D.C. What are some of the things you hope to do, start doing?
Yeah, for me, the priorities are constituent services. And you know, remember, we haven't had a representative at the federal level for about 8 months, right? So, and I think before that, I'm not sure how well the previous office was managing those. So we have a large backlog of casework and constituent services that we need to attack, and you know that's where the focus is going to be. There's going to be a heavy emphasis put on activities here in the district with the COVID-19 and the fallout from that, and the Paycheck Protection Program loans that haven't been fully liquidated and delivered. There's folks in the district, a lot of them, who haven't even received their $1,200 check yet as individuals. So. Those are the types of things that are going to be the priority, are locating the tactical level, individual services that we can provide, and we're gonna win this one vote at a time all over again in November.
Well, hang tight after the commercial. I just wanted to talk to you about, I want to let people know, this is not over yet. This was a special election, people, and he still needs to be supported. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal health officials are warning doctors to watch out for a rare but deadly illness that's attacking children. It's believed to be linked to the coronavirus. There are more than 160 cases in 17 states and Washington, D.C. At least 3 children have died. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We thought that children were not especially affected by the virus. To now find out that they might be, and it might be several weeks later, this is truly disturbing.
The nationwide alert follows an urgent warning about the possibility of a prolonged recession from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He told an economic think tank the federal government should provide more aid to cushion the blow.
Additional fiscal support could be costly, but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Feel the rhythm now.
That's for those people that are tuning in. You couldn't see that. I got my sign, you know, Trump, keep America great. By the way, the masks, you know, you heard what happened with the mask, but I should have some more of them in. And I've got my, if they're going to force me to wear a mask, I'm going to force them to look at something they don't want to see, right? They force me to do something I don't want to do, I'm going to force them to do something they don't want to do. My mask says Trump 2020, keeping us safe and great. And some of you are waiting for it to come in. I am sorry, man, but I had to turn down the original order, and I've already been through that. I don't want to waste this guy's time. Anyway, the newest California congressman is with me right now, Mike Garcia. You know, I was tripping over that because I didn't ask you if it was okay, but it's my show, so it's okay. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, technically, you've won. I mean, they have to do one. They'd have to pull, what was that, the governor or the person who thinks that she should be governor in Georgia figured that the GOP stole 52,000 votes from her. So apparently, they know how to do it. So they're you know what I'm saying? But anyways, so I appreciate all the work you did, and I mean that sincerely. People need to know that we can take these seats. We can win these seats back. You just have to be honest. You have to really tell people, and that's one thing you did do, and I want you to talk about it a little bit, because you got other people there that want to run for offices. You didn't hide who you were. You didn't hide your religious beliefs. You didn't hide your success in business. You didn't hide the fact that you worked for Raytheon, a defense company. You didn't hide any of that from anybody, did you?
No, and that's really what allowed me, you know, not only to be successful in the election, but also allowed me to sleep at night, you know, and that was the commitment I had, Rebecca, my wife, and I, starting this thing, is that we were going to stay true to our core values, the core principles, and when you do that, it's actually very easy, right? Because you don't have to think about what you're going to say. You don't have to think about what your response is to a policy question. You just react to it based on your principles and what you believe in. And it made it easier. I was at an advantage because of that. Because you know a lot of folks have sort of lost sight of that, and they've made mistakes already that come back and haunt them. So. And that's the thing. I think the advantage of not having held office before is that, you know, it does allow me to maintain my core principles, and that's my commitment even in office. I won't be successful if I can't continue to do that even while in office.
Well, I tell people all the time, look, we fight for people to get into these offices, we help them get elected, and then they go in there and they don't do what we elected them to do. And I always say the same thing, vote them out. Just vote them out.
Yeah.
If they're going to lie to you to get into office, they're not going to stick up for you ever. And that's kind of my mantra.
Right.
And I hope that people hold your feet to the fire, to work for the American people, well, to work for your California constituency, which is the American people, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why the Constitution is written the way it is, with the House, you know, the people's House really turning over every 2 years, potentially, so that you can hold people accountable. And that, you know, one of my first themes was we got to pay attention. We got to actually look at the candidates. We got to actually look at what they believe in and why they're running and hold them accountable. And I think there's an awakening. I think there's the average American voter now is paying attention now, because we're starting to see too much shenanigans coming out of certain areas. And I hope we start holding people accountable. I think that definitely needs to be done in Sacramento, especially right now. And we need to start taking some of these lower level seats back as well in Sacramento. And I'm one of these guys. You know, California is on one of two paths. We're either going to hit bottom and then recover, or we're going to collectively get our programs together here and hold politicians accountable and vote them out. And, you know, we need to do that in California before things get too bloody and the economy starts, you know, atrophying even more. And
going to be tough.
I think we will. I have hope.
Yeah. I mean, my district is going to take a big beating as far as dollars go, and they're going to expect the education level to stay the same. We're going to see some major changes in the way people do business and major changes in education as a whole. But, Mike, this battle is not over for you. I mean, this was a special election because the seat was vacated. By California Constitution, the seat has to be filled, so you're going to fill it for a fairly short period of time through to November. And I only mean that you'll be in there a lot longer as far as I'm concerned, but you now have to start, in essence, start campaigning all over again while working from D.C., don't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case, and, it's a marathon. It's a marathon of marathons, really, and my team's ready for it, though. You know, we've been growing over the last year and a half. We've been getting the scars on our back and learning from all of these experiences, and the campaign side of the house is hitting on 8 cylinders. It will continue to grow. We're getting national support now. We'll get more support in the district. And, I want the focus, especially in the immediate few months, to be on taking care of the constituents and getting the casework done and getting the money here in the district from the federal government that we require in order to get through the COVID crisis. But that will be the measure of merit for my reelection. You know, if we take care of our constituents, we stay true to the core principles and the values that have gotten us where we are, then we will be successful in November. And I'm running against a weak Democrat opponent who doesn't want to be in this race. She didn't want to run to begin with, and her performance in this election, I think, was indicative of that. And we're going to continue to just do our jobs, keep our nose to the grindstone, and perform. It's all about execution now.
Yeah, I couldn't get her on the show. As is required by law, but I put out the request several times. Hey, and now if she's listening or her people are listening, she is welcome on the show anytime. She has my personal cell phone number, so it's not like I'm hiding from her, and she knows how to get in touch with me. So she is welcome on the show, anytime to discuss her policies and what have you. And I'm not afraid of that. I know Mike's not afraid of it. You are who you are, and you stand up for what you believe in. And that's what's going to get you reelected and or elected the first time. And again, I tell people, step up. You're not going to save your state. You're not going to save your community. You're not going to save your country unless you open your mouth and really step up and say something, you know. And that's what you did. You've got 2 small kids and a wife. You could be doing other stuff that would make a heck of a lot more money than running for Congress. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
yeah, and it's worth it, though. I've had the best peace of mind that I've had as an adult. I know it's the right thing. Rebecca's doing fantastic. The kids are loving it, you know. And you're spot on. You know, there's the person in the arena. There's a fighter, but just as important are the people supporting the fighter. Just like yourself, the amount of support you've given and counsel and everything through the process. And the donors, 30,000 donors, 500 volunteers in the district, and
wow.
And that's the team that's needed to win. And you know, anyone that steps in this arena that thinks they can do it by themselves without that support is in for a rude awakening. And I'm humbled to be, you know, the leader of this right now and to be on the ballot, but this is really a referendum with thousands of names behind it, and it's such an honor to be a part of it.
Mike, when I showed up and you had hundreds of volunteers ready to walk and talk and call and do what they had to do, and they were genuine people. They weren't there hyped up because they were part of the party process. They were there for Mike. And you touched those people, and you're one of them, and your story is great. I mean, I would take 2 minutes because, again, people, no matter where you are in the country, Mike's got the story of what this country is all about. And, you know, whether it's $5, $10, $500, $100, whatever it is, he still needs money to run. But, Mike, quickly, tell your story about, you know, you have lived and are the American dream.
Yeah, I've never really thought about it until people started talking about it. But yeah, being a first generation American, you know, my grandfather and my dad immigrated here when my dad was 9 and started with nothing and built up a construction company. And my father and my grandfather ended up being very successful. My mom, you know, an office executive and working in the office, and you know, we were lower middle income, and just the work ethic and the diligence to recognize the value of an honest day's pay, and you know, my desire to fly, going to Annapolis, ended up finishing at the top of my class in flight school, and got to fly F-18s off of aircraft carriers and during combat operations, and just an amazing experience, and I look back on it, and I still pinch myself to you know, it's hard for me to believe that I got the pleasure of doing some of those things, and I've been successful in business, and again, it's just because you know, I'm doing what I can and working as hard as I can to be successful in the business world, along with my wife who owns her own small business. And you know, I didn't grow up wanting to be in politics. I didn't grow up wanting to be a congressman. I grew up just with a deep sense of patriotism and pride, and it's all translated into this.
All right. So, how do people help support, read about you? Where can they go? Website.
Yeah, you can visit the website at electmikegarcia.com and support us there. Volunteer, donate. And most of all, I just want to thank everyone out there for the tremendous amount of support and the big win. I hope to make you all proud. And, Joe, thank you for being a voice of reason on the airwaves and taking care of our schools.
Well, thank you, Mike. You can help him financially. Do it. We'll be.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Oh, come on. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of the process, as they say. You know, and again, I hope you grab that interview in the last hour, I mean in the last segment. And I got to know Mike, about a little over a year ago. And spent a lot of time with them. I don't endorse people. I don't get involved with people. I don't let them into my life until I really know who they are. And I saw him, you know, interacting with other people. I talked to other people about him, friends of friends of friends, to find out exactly what he was all about, if he really was who he said he was. And to a big degree, the thing I love to kind of joke about, frankly, is the fact that he... He was a political neophyte. I mean, Neanderthal. I'll even put it that way. Had no idea how the process worked, which gave me hope because I knew he would get sucked into all the stuff that's going on. Because when I ran for office, they all said the same thing. You know, don't tell people this and don't tell them that. Once you get in, you'll be able to do that, and they don't need to know that up front. I'm going, well, then I'm lying to them. I don't want anybody to do that to me. Why would I do that to them? And they thought I was crazy. I am, but that's beside the point. So when you sit there with them, you know, when you sit there with these people, and I always tell you, you hear me say it on the show all the time. Don't just back somebody. Because look, there were a few people running for office that were Republicans. Don't back somebody just because they have an R. Right? If you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, don't back the person just because it's a D. Make sure they can do the job. Make sure their heart's really where it needs to be in that situation, in that issue. When he and I were talking and his wife was there, we're talking with her, he told me the night that Katie Hill got elected, he sat back and said, this is wrong. This is so wrong. This person came out of obscurity. She's got all kinds of skeletons in her closet. Some of the businesses that she was associated with or the nonprofit she was associated with had problems. How did she get elected? Well, Michael Bloomberg threw $20 million into the area. That's how it happened. Right? And as I always say, as Republicans, we need to give them a reason to come out and vote. We need to give them people that they're willing to step up and fight for. When I saw, and frankly, the one day that I went to an event or went to listen to Mike speak, he had two different places. There were almost 500 volunteers ready to walk, talk, call, do whatever they had to do to help him get elected. I have been doing campaigns. I've been involved in this stuff. Oh, heck, 15 years now plus. I've been through several elections with Congress people, senators, and so on. And I've never seen so much excitement around one candidate. Yeah, maybe Donald Trump. But I will hold his feet to the fire. I will call him out on this show, just like I've done to other candidates, other people, other elected officials. And if he does the right thing, we'll give him kudos. You know, people need to be told when they're doing the right thing. They also need to be told when they're doing the wrong thing. Because it's not fair and it's not right. Now, this is terrible, Kim, coming in to this situation the way it is. I knew, you know, when I finally got elected to the school board, my big thing was career tech education. I'd been fighting for years to get on the board. The economy was good. Things were going well. I got elected the same year Obama got elected, and things took a nosedive. We were cutting all kinds of stuff. It was a very unpopular place to be. And the programs that I got elected to help strengthen and grow were actually cut because the money was cut. And it was a tough place to be. I could have threw my hands up, and these aren't kudos to Joe. I'm just saying, I could have threw my hands up and said, you know what, I didn't get elected for this. I'm out of here. This isn't going to change anytime soon. But I didn't. I stayed in there. I fought. I created allies with people around me. And now we've got one of the best career tech ed programs in the state. And that's not because of Joe Messina. That's because of the staff, of me driving it, but the staff getting behind it. And getting other trustees behind me to help me out with it. That's how that happens. And that's what Mike's going to have to do. And they are in a minority. I get it. But they just lost. Think about something. You know the old joke? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, think about this. We just helped take back the Congress one seat at a time. That's how we're going to have to do it. And the only way we're going to do it is if you guys start raising up candidates. Get behind candidates. Get behind people that can make it work. Encourage people that have the ability. Make it work. Make it happen. None of us started off getting up in the morning and decided we were the best person for the job. We're going to go in there. We're going to fight away. We're going to make it happen. A lot of people would come and say, hey, you'd be good doing this or you'd be good doing that. Some people started off as school board, some water board. Some started off just going to these meetings to these school board and water board and city councils. Didn't like the way things were going on. Found some issues they could help deal with. And then found they pretty much got brushed off in most cases, right? And then you decide at some point in time, you know, people always told me I was much more effective, not recently, but at the time I was much more effective outside the board because I wouldn't be regulated by what I could say or do. But when I saw that I was being brushed off around every corner, I decided to run. You know, a lot of prayer went into it. You hear some of these guys say that they prayed about it. Let me tell you what, there's a lot of us that do. We pray about it. We have to get our wives on board with us, or husbands, depending on what you're doing. Right? Dr. Bridget, Dr. B, who's on with us on Monday nights, she's a city council member. Right? Professional. She doesn't need that aggravation. When you get done with my job, by the time I'm done on the school board, I get about 11 cents an hour. Yes, it's a paid position, but it doesn't pay anything. My wife and I used to joke, it didn't even pay for the gas to go back and forth to the different meetings. And then you get taxed on it on top of that. Isn't that wonderful? Right? Somebody just brought up the fact that the states should probably think about having an electoral college. Yay! I don't know. In California, we'd never win. Never. I've got a whole, you're not going to put it back up. I've got a video about the Electoral College. And I'm going to post that back up on our page, a couple of our pages. Because it's a big deal. It really explains how the Electoral College works and in the presidential election. And you can see how important it is that we protect it. But back to your local candidates. Look, some of these cities, I have fought with my own people. You hire, you vote in, whatever you want to call it, a city council person. And the city council person is mediocre at best. And tends to sway each way whenever something happens and they don't like all the people in the room and they get nervous and they vote the way the people in the room instead of voting what they know to be truth and right. And you then vote these people to go to a state assembly or become a state senator. The only thing I have to say to that, what is wrong with you? Why do you send them there? And then you complain about the job they're doing. You complained about the job they were doing before, and then you elected them again. Why? Gavin Newsom, the only reason he is mayor right now, I mean governor, is when he was mayor of San Francisco, people loved him. He's open and loose and open to anything. Remember, he did the first, you talk about lawbreakers, right? He did the first same-sex marriage when it was illegal. It was illegal. He did it anyway. It was your first hint that he was lawless. I was just talking, you know, and then they elected him to be governor. Because he was progressive. He thinks differently. Oh, yeah, he thinks differently. He thinks you, and this, you Christian Democrats that keep voting for him, you get what you deserve. Your churches have been closed down. Some of your pastors are being taken to court. All this stuff that you told me wouldn't happen. You told me I was over the top on when I talked about this. Well, it's happening. So what do you want to do about it? You want to vote out the governor? You want to make sure that he's a one-termer? One-timer, whatever? I mean, I'm not joking. I'm serious. He's got to go. And if you ever allow him to become president, I'm moving to Italy. I know where the thieves are there. They have, like, you know, they have bandanas on their arms, for God's sakes. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Listen, there's a lot of people, a lot of commentators, a lot of radio show hosts. You know what? Facebook, you heard Vimeo pull us down. 212,000 views a week on the average on Vimeo. Gone. So again, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. You can find it on our website. You can find the videos on the website. There's a chat room there. There's all kinds of things you can do to get the show, get informed, get engaged. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging in with me. Don't forget, tell your friends, your loved ones, and unloved ones about the show. Get them to come over. We have apps on Apple and the Android store. Have a great rest of the day.